So from your perspective, what are some of the unique challenges facing people who protect America for the federal government?
Well, Tom, I think one challenge is simply, in some cases, short-term memory loss among many in the country. As we approach 9/11, of course, you know, we recall that when the nation was shocked by the attacks, you know, they turned to, as they do in the time of crisis, they turned to their federal government for response, for help in recovering, and the government responded. And, you know, federal employees did what federal employees do, which was to go above and beyond to help the nation not only respond, but rebuild, recover, and move forward. And we see this in, you know, other instances where there's a national disaster, the economic meltdown, Katrina, Irene, and so on. But when I mentioned the loss of short-term memory here, we also, once we're past that crisis, or it's faded into the past a little bit, we do what we also do as a country, which is engage in a debate about the role and size of government, which in itself is a healthy debate. That's part of democracy. And you know, we saw it last night during the Republican presidential candidate debate. And I think that's fine to put what government does on the table, and as a country talk about what we want government to do differently, perhaps. But the problem comes when we extend that criticism about some government programs or operations to an automatic or implied criticism about the government employees who do the job that Congress tells them to do, that they're were appropriated monies to do, and they do it very well. And when we start criticizing those employees for doing the job that they're given, I think it starts creating some problems.
Well, it does, too. But I wanted to ask you about the leviathan that is the federal government itself, whether it's too big or too small, regardless. I think 9/11 showed that elephant is capable of dancing, and probably there's some lessons learned there, too, aren't there?
Oh, absolutely. Now, recall, you know, we created the Department of Homeland Security in response to 9/11. And if you take a look at the Department of Defense and Homeland Security combined, 45% of all civilian employees, not even, you know, talking about the military, 45% of all civilian employees in the federal government work for those two agencies. And if you include the VA, which exists because of the military, that's 60% of the government workforce, you know, is taken up in those functions. And yeah, absolutely. Defense and Homeland Security, you know, we'd like to, you know, poke fingers at different parts of Homeland Security, but by and large, they're doing a marvelous job. As you say, you know, they can respond quickly and well, and do. And of course, because they comprise such a large percentage of the workforce, when we're, you know, now looking at the prospect of some very significant budget cuts, and if the super committee report, which is due just before Thanksgiving, if that, you know, doesn't happen, or the whatever they propose isn't recommended, isn't adopted, we're looking at $1.2 trillion in automatic cuts. And of course, when you're cutting, you cut where the money is, and, you know, a large part of that money goes to supporting Department of Defense activities and Homeland Security.
Sure.
And Department of Justice. And man, you know, that's, you know, we're talking about real money there, and it has real impact when you start, you know, chipping away. And I can tell you, you know, contrary to what some may believe, there's not a lot of fat out there in those organizations.
No, we ask a lot of the government, and we give it the funds to do what we ask it to do, and sometimes when we take them away, we don't take away the job that we ask. We're speaking with John Palguda, the Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service, and you probably recall, as I do, that right after 9/11, there was this big upsurge in positive perception and people wanting to work for the federal government. We know some high-level people that left industry to join up so they could help. How does that look now from the perspective of the partnership?
Well, it's a challenge, Tom. We also saw a similar upsurge, not only after 9/11, but after the economic meltdown, where the country realized that again we needed the government to be part of the response. But then, that surge of support and appreciation seems to decline quickly, and we're now at a place where it's quite popular to criticize government and by extension government employees. Even during the debate last night, we heard some derision focused on the baggage screening process at the airports by the transportation security officers. Now, of course, those folks are simply doing what they're being told they have to do, whatever the current policy of the day is in terms of doing searches, pat downs, what have you. They're not doing that out of their personal desire to take time to do screening a certain way. They're following the policy and prescriptions, and we've got to distinguish between the job and the employee who works very hard at doing that job. And when we kind of forget about that, and the criticism creeps over into criticizing public employees, it drains a lot of energy out of that workforce. They continue to do the job, but it's so much easier, and there's so much more energy when we can at least appreciate the workers while we debate the work.